The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle. This is the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is January 15th, 2015. Do you believe it's already the middle of the month? And we're sponsored by Fiorello Barbell Company here in upstate New York, where we're not the biggest, but we're the best. And our motto is, we don't try, we succeed. And before I bring my guest in, I was telling Rob this yesterday, We're shooting for 1 million people to listen to this podcast, and I don't say that lightly. So I just want to put that in everybody's ear. You got friends out there who've never heard of the show? Let them know. You know, write us a review out in iTunes. You know, we want to get it out to everybody. So today we've got Rob back on. Rob's been doing Thursdays on and off for us, and we hope to have him on a regular basis again. And if you haven't heard of Rob, he's on Superhuman Radio every Tuesday from noon to one. And that's not the Blueprint Power Hour, is it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, you got
okay.
it right.
Okay.
You got it right.
All right. And then obviously we've got the blue,
The Blueprint Army.
Okay. I had it right. I was going to say that.
Yeah.
But so Rob Regish is with us today. Rob, welcome to the show. Glad to have you back. Sorry for the screw up coming in, but it's great to have you back on the show, man.
And you know what? It's great to be back. Thank you for having me. This show is just so much fun to do, and it's a privilege. I hear from a lot of guys about the show and how much they like it and how raw and intense are the two words that guys are using.
And
you know, that is awesome to hear, because nothing that you hear here is scripted or written down or any of that crap. It's just raw and intense.
We're fired from the seat of our pants all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, Rob, people always ask, they'll be like, you know, it's funny when you say that, because, you know, Brooks and I have done a lot, you know, we do shows every Friday, and he said, you know, people said, are you guys scripting those shows? Because it's like one of you says something and the other one like picks right up on it. It's like you guys rehearsed. And I was like, the only thing that we talk about, like Rob and I are going to do a very interesting show today about, you know, why is it nobody wants to bulk up anymore? Or if you bulk up, why do you got to have abs? And it's like, why don't you eat, damn it? You know, it's like that. But, you know, that's the thing, like today. Rob and I haven't scripted a damn thing. We're telling you what basically the title of the show is, and we're just going to run with it. So on that note, Rob, we'll go over everything with what you're doing business-wise at the end of the show. But let's get into this, man. What's happened with weight? Is it like, you know, you see that stupid commercial used to be on, like guys eating Special K because they're afraid of their waist? what's happened to everybody, man?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and we need to answer it, you know, to get to the root of the matter here. And I think what's going on is, as in the rest of society, people are demanding it all today. You know, back in 1985, when I got into this, it was all about getting as big as possible, as fast as possible. Now, that may or may not have come with abs. Most of the time it didn't, but that was okay. You know, the stories about 24-inch arms, that was real. That was a real thing. And you don't get 24-inch arms by eating like a bird. So today, however, the goal is not the same. It's not to get as big as humanly possible or as fast. It is to have a decent, healthy amount of muscle tissue, but have six-pack abs too, which, you know, at the end of your journey, you should have that, and you will achieve it if you work hard enough. But the point of today's show is this. If you are not eating your lungs out, in your prime hormonal years and making hay while the sun is shining, so to speak, you're really doing yourself a disservice. And you'll never be able to turn the hands of time back again. So I don't know, Eric, you remember what was going on during those years in your life? I can certainly recount mine, but go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, that was you hit it right on the head, Rob. I mean, it's like, who didn't want to get big?
Right.
I mean, let me ask you, why did you start weightlifting? All right, well, a lot of people go into, well, I got picked on, or, you know, I was small, or, you know, this, that, and the other thing. But you know what the whole thing was? It was like, we got into it because, you know, all right, let's try it, you know. And it was like, I want to get bigger. You know, yeah. You see athletes, you know, you might like football. You know, there might be weightlifters you admire. Whatever it was, I mean, obviously back in the day, who didn't know Arnold Schwarzenegger, all right?
Right.
When, you know, you were like, okay, I want to get as big as him, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And you know, that was the whole fun of it. And we had a lot of big local weightlifters here.
Right,
and,
right.
And, you know, I remember, I mean, we used to have to get on our bikes, Rob, and ride everywhere. I mean, this is why you didn't see – if you had one fat kid in your class – I wonder, can I say that now without offending somebody?
You can on this show.
Right. We don't care. Here's the deal, though. You know, your parents – you know, had to work for a living, and your mom was home or whatever, and there was other kids to take care of. So it was like, we used to go down this Y, man, and this place was a pit. And of guys were all older. It was like, you didn't know if half these dudes probably were in prison, right?
Right.
And you go down this place, I'll never forget, and they didn't want anything to do with the weights. You know, upstairs were these, probably back then it was probably Nautilus stuff. We'd go down this basement, and half the time in the summer, the heat was on, okay, because the boiler was in the other room.
Yeah.
And they had this heavy-duty equipment. It wasn't pretty, anything like that. We'd go down there. We didn't know shit. Those guys would beat you up half the time, man. We were like 11 years old, man.
Yeah.
And it was like, but it was fun as hell. And you look at these guys, and they're like, well, of course, you know, everybody had big arms, man. So, you know, that was like the big thing. I got to get big arms, yeah. But you don't realize – you know, to get big arms, you got to get big legs and you got to get shoulders and all that. But, you know, that was like the cool shit. So it was like when we did stuff like that, you know, that's what it was all about. It was like, no, I don't know if there was a rhyme or reason for it, but it was like those guys would be sitting there. I remember this one guy I'll never forget. There was a guy there that used to bring literally a grocery bag of food.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm not kidding you either. The guy'd have like six friggin' sandwiches, half an apple pie, you know, and I'd be like, how the hell does this guy eat all this stuff? And you know what? I don't care what anybody says. You know, everybody's so afraid, if you eat sugar, you're going to get diabetes and this and that and the other thing. Look, we all know if you're eating stuff in excess, you can have problems. But, you know, it didn't – I don't know how they are now. They're probably all old men now. But what I'm saying is – they didn't seem to suffer for it at the time, and they all were strong. So that's what really influenced me because, I think what's happened now with a lot of things, I mean, and I'm not going to mention names, but everything seems to be, how do I want to put it? It seems to take all the air out of everything with me. It's like you'll look at people and they'll be like, well, if you eat this and that, or if you eat this during Christmas or whatever, you know, this, that. And it's like, you know, can't you even let go for like one day? I mean, is it going to be that bad if I eat three Christmas cookies? I mean, and they make – but you know what I mean, Rob? It's like they make it out where it's like it's awful for you, you know, and
the
you're
end
not going to
world.
Yeah, it is, and I can't stand that anymore.
Yeah,
all this shit with the gluten stuff and all this other stuff. Oh my God, man, you're like ready to tear your hair out. But but you know what I mean. So you know when you got into this, all right?
Yeah.
Obviously, as a kid, I mean, you wanted to do the same thing. I mean, you weren't. I mean, did you even think about your abdominals when you're like 12 years old?
Never, never.
No, exactly.
No, to clarify. I lucked out in 1985. I was 15 years old. Yep. So it's smack dab in the middle of the big 80s, so to speak. Everything was done big, over the top, you know, everything from the way people wore their hair to the music, et cetera, et cetera. So from age 15 to, let's call it 21, that was my environment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's layer in your male role models back then.
Yep.
It helps to have unrealistic role models. And no, sure. I'm not kidding. when you've got Stallone and Schwarzenegger on the silver screen of Hulk Hogan is on national television every weekend, and you know, every one of those guys is jacked. They've got the money, they've got the women, and they've got all the toys that go with that scene. What's the common denominator here?
Muscle,
and lots of it. I'm going to go get some of that.
Yep.
So, you know, did I understand that these men were on steroids? Yeah. Did I want to believe it? No. Did I think realistically I could get as big and strong as they are? I think in the back of my mind, you know, I might have thought it was doubtful, but because I and whoever's listening hasn't gone down this road fully yet, I didn't know. I didn't know the answer to the question, am I going to, if I start lifting weights, am I going to start growing like a weed? And and although it's rare, there are those people out there. Now, what I did know was this: at 6 feet tall and a buck 43, you know, I had to run around in the shower to get wet. So I knew I needed to gain weight. And at first, this took the form of, you know, Joe Weider Crash Weight Gain number 7.
Yep.
I think it was. You remember that product?
Yeah, I remember that well.
Okay. All right. So I had to go through that and pay the Joe Weider tax, so to speak, and learn that that really wasn't getting it done. It was Whole Food that was going to do it.
Yep.
Now, I then initiated a, you know, 6 to 7 year bulking cycle that never ended. Although that in and of itself was a mistake, there was more that was positive and done right going on during that time than things that would hurt me. So what I'm saying is this: if you're trying to grow as much muscle as possible without keeping your abs, you are splitting hairs. You're always going to be holding yourself back, you know, on the ultimate amount of muscle that you're going to build. And I guarantee you will look back in your late 20s or your 30s or even your 40s and say, oh, my God, I squandered that. Because for whatever reason at the time, you can gain a lot of weight during those years rather quickly, and the cardiovascular system keeps up a lot better with it than it does for me now at age 45, for example. The other point I want to bring up is this: the bone structure, if your bones haven't completed growing, is still malleable. And I know, I think Randy Strassen's coming on this show shortly, and that's significant because he wrote the book Super Squats: How to Gain 30 Pounds of Muscle in 6 Weeks. And before you think that's bullshit, I saw that happen and experienced it myself. Now, was that 30 pounds of pure muscle? No. Most of it was, you know, when you add 100 pounds to your squat for the same number of reps in 6 weeks, it's not fat that's moving that weight.
No, hell no, man.
So, you know, understand that you need to be realistic. You need to pick a goal, and a very worthwhile and worthy goal during your teen years and late teens and even early 20s is building as much muscle tissue as you humanly can. Your abs will still be there when it comes time to, whenever you want to diet them off. I promise they will still be there.
Hell yeah.
But if you miss this opportunity, you will be kicking yourself for the rest of eternity, because as Mr. Strassen will no doubt reinforce, you can still do things like expand your rib cage.
Oh yeah.
With, you know, with 20 rep breathing squats and pullovers, and I know that is possible because I'm looking at my skeletal structure versus I have a younger brother and my father and every other male in my family. They all look pretty much the same. Garden variety, you know, garden variety. They're not fat people. They're not skinny people. They just look kind of normal. Well, normal's the last thing I want to be. there's no greater insult than the word average to me. But, you know, get yourself as much muscle as humanly possible. That's going to involve a lot of eating. Don't be afraid. Your abs will still be there when it comes time to diet off the fat.
You know, anything's happened, too, is this. You know, the evolution of supplements have been a blessing and a curse, I think, in a lot of ways. Because, you know, people have been – look, we know there's stuff out there that works, and we know there's stuff that doesn't. You and I have done multiple shows on this, and we've even identified some of it. But it's not like, you know, all right, we didn't have creatine when I started out, obviously. You know, you didn't really know back then, but, you know, if you're eating red meat, you're getting creatine, all right? But, all right, so, but the point of the matter is, and this is what I've been trying to get back with a lot of you guys on the shows, is we're trying to hark back to the basics again, to just run a straight line instead of zigging and zagging and should we take this and take that and this and that. Look, you and I both know you did a big show on the Get Big drink, you know, and I mean, we can talk about that. Most people know what it is anyways, and if they don't know, they can go and get the information. But, you know, we can talk about this right there. You hit on two things, right? You know, with Randy's book, obviously, and pullovers. Now, you do that and you add, you know, the coconut milk with the pineapple juice, et cetera, and you bulk up like that. And I'm telling you right now, you can look it, if you're that worried about your abdominals or even if they smooth over a little, you can control it to a point of what you're putting in your mouth, all right? But my point is this: when you're doing movements, especially bulking movements like that, you know, you want to add some dips in if you can dip. You know, obviously a bench press, it's a fantastic movement if it's done correctly. I'm not talking, you know, we're not talking arching and all the other bullshit with the suits and all that. I'm talking a floor press. That's how I call it now, like the old timers did. You know, lay on a platform, lay on the floor, get in a power rack where you're safe, press it. There's nothing like overhead, obviously. We know that, Rob. Squats, I mean, come on, squats, deadlifts, the premier movements, you know, pullovers like we're talking about. I mean, I still do pullovers because I feel for what I do, especially lifting stones, the lats are absolutely vital. I mean, I like to have wings underneath my friggin' armpits. Right. That's how I like it, all right? But the thing is, it's like, what, you know, with the advent of all this other stuff now out there, and everybody's looking at these stupid pictures, you know, I don't care what you're on. You can go to any social media, any one of those muscle rags out there, and look at everybody. They're all ripped up, you know. They're as muscular as they can be, and we all know what a lot of it is. And I'm not even going to get into that issue with it. But it's like, what the hell's wrong with going out there, man? You know, in the cold, putting a few sweatshirts on. You know, you got your big mug of protein there, man. And I like to sip it during, you know, the weightlifting. And you get under there, man, and you do some blistering squats, right? Or you do some big bent rows. I mean, you look at all the old guys, you know, like Anthony DiTillo, any of those dudes, man, they're always doing like big money payoff lifts. And whether they were partials or they were full range or, you know, a big massive farmer's walk or, you know, whatever, man. It was like to me, we know some exercises pay bigger dividends than others. But you know what? You go out there, man, and you hammer that shit and you eat. Eat, you know, go eat a pound of friggin' grass-fed beef a day or whatever. Whatever it is, but don't come in the house and, you know, have a banana and go to bed. right?
No. And then
you wake up a half hour later and your stomach's gurgling, and it's like you get up and you're half dazed, you're dizzy because your blood sugar's all screwed up.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think a lot of this stuff that we have today has been a blessing in some ways and really the curse, because there's not guys out there like you and I talking about this stuff other than I think that's probably on this show now.
Right.
Because every that's what we're all talking about. It's like, what happened to the real food? You know, what? Why do you need a bag of friggin' granola, man? That ain't going to get you beefy.
No, right? you're bringing up a great point. Part of the reason why I wanted to, one, pick this topic, and two, you and I feel so strongly about it, this topic, is this. When you jump into this game today, virtually everything associated with it is designed, it would seem, to distract you from eating your lungs out and squatting heavy and using progressive resistance with the weights. Other than that, folks, it's all, you know, it's all window dressing. But, you know, if you walk into any gym, you're immediately confronted with, wow, look at all the new equipment, and, you know, there's some guys over here doing, you know, these new exercises are much more effective, and the big one is supplements, because, you know, as much as I like and admit to have using my fair share of supplements in the past, every 30 days there is a new product X that is out that people will become fixated on instead of, well, I know, you know, I need 3,500 calories a week to gain weight, or a day to gain weight, and I'm only taking in 3,000.
Yep.
Right? And then they start eating 3,600 calories a day, and it's like, oh my God, somebody turned on the magic fountain. But everything else that surrounds an individual when they start in this sport seemingly today is designed to distract them from those fundamentals. The addition...
I'm sorry, Rob. Go ahead. Go ahead. Finish your sentence.
All I'm saying is the additional caloric cement that you can add to your daily or weekly diet really is the quote-unquote secret that a lot of people are looking for.
Well, let me tell you this, too, and I'm sure we'll see what you say, because I'm sure you're going to fire right back with it. Did you ever notice, okay, so say right now for what I've got to do, I mean, technically the way I'm training outdoors, I could probably take 10,000 calories a day, no problem,
right,
because of the amount of horsepower I'm putting out.
Right.
But did you ever notice when you were doing stuff like that, something, you know, because, I mean, you competed and all that. Did you ever notice, like, if you started, maybe even had stuff was going on personally in your life and you didn't get the amount of calories that you needed, like, say, for 2 or 3 days, and you'd go out to lift. And this wasn't something that mentally I would do to myself.
You just didn't have the gas. Notice,
you'd be out of gas.
Right.
You'd be weak.
Right.
You'd be weak. And people don't understand that because they're relying on things that aren't whole foods. That's why they call them supplements. All right, that's the word. All right, and I was telling Rob last night, you know, everybody knows I'm getting ready to go away this year. I pulled over 300-pound stone, the steel stone for Iceland last night. You know, I did some very heavy Apollon curls. Some calf work, some neck work, you know, hand work, wrist work, etc. Now, this is of my own doing because I'll go this weekend to get it, but I have no fuel, all right? I'm in a ice-cold garage that was 10 below last night. That's my choice. That's my danger I take on. But I'm here to tell you, like, today, when I get done with the show, I'm going to go and eat like a maniac because my body right now is dying as I'm talking to you for calories.
Right.
All right. Now I'm going to this afternoon, I'm going to do that get big drink for sure. I'll probably even mix up today because I like to do it. I take either half and half or cream. Oh my God, you said cream. You'll have a heart attack, right? I mean, that's the verbiage now. That's the scare tactic with everything. Yeah, you'll have a heart attack if you're mixing grains up with it every time. There's your heart attack. But what I'll do is I'll take a quarter of a cup of protein. Sometimes I use blueberries if I want a berry in it. I'll mix it up with half and half or straight cream. And I eat it like a pudding. It's delicious,
right,
man.
Right.
You want to get some protein into your veins? There you go. Now, when you're out doing this kind of training, if you don't give your body what it needs, you and I both know, Rob, you're going to have ultimate breakdown. I've talked to so many people, girls and guys, through the years, and they can't understand why they're breaking down. Now, I know this one girl personally that was a big-time runner, all right? Now, she ate meat and all that and then decided she wasn't going to eat meat anymore. She was going to go vegan and, you know, no milk, no nothing. Well, I can tell you within less than a year, her body broke down to the point where she couldn't run anymore.
Wow.
Now, here's the thing, the big twist in the whole game. She was smart enough to figure out, though, what am I missing here? Well, she started adding grass-fed beef into her diet slowly but surely. Guess what? She started running again, and she healed.
Yep.
So that tells you right there that, you know, and we're going a little bit different, obviously, because we're talking a whole different diet. But this is what we're talking about today. Guys especially, stop being a bunch of pussies and worrying about your fucking abs. I shouldn't have said that because iTunes is going to strip my ass if I keep this up. but here's the deal. I'm very passionate about stuff like this. I'm not saying you have to have a belly hanging over you. That's not our motive here with today's show. Our motive is here is this. If you're going to get out and train the way we're talking about, you damn well better get some calories into your body, correct?
Yeah, because if you don't, there's a void. And I guess I'll use that term. There's a very palpable void that you can feel, and personally I would try to fill that void with everything but what I really needed, which was an additional 600 calories, let's say, a day. Now, what's really interesting about that 600 calories to me was it didn't seem to matter too much where that 600 calories came from, you know, whether that was more protein, fat, or carbohydrates. The point being, you know, if your body needs 3,600 calories a day to build new muscle tissue, not just maintain the muscle that you have,
right,
but build
right
new muscle tissue, and you're only getting 3,000, you're going to come up, you're going to feel this, and let me try to put a finer point on that. You're going to come up a rep or two shy of the goals that you set for yourself in the weight room.
Yep.
You're going to not look and feel quite as full and muscular as you should. The most obvious sign to me was my stretch marks stopped ripping. You know, that was usually a sign that,
yep,
that I needed to up the calories again.
Yep.
Now, having said all of that, can you eat too much for too long? Yes, absolutely. The deal there is this. The body, after X amount of time, and it's different for most people, but it seems to be about 3 weeks, two at the least, four at the most, the body will start to downregulate the enzymes that shuttle all those nutrients towards new muscle, and instead start storing them as fat.
Fat, yeah.
So as that dose/time relationship curve goes on, the formula gets worse and worse, meaning you start laying down more and more fat, even with the same number of calories. The solution to this, I believe, and if I had to do it all over again, this is exactly what I would do. I would eat my lungs out for 3 weeks, and then I would eat just according, let's say, to my appetite, and not where I
right
felt, you know, super full, but not where I was hungry either. I do that for 1 week, maybe two, and thereafter resume eating my lungs out again.
I agree totally with that because, you know what it is? You end up overloading your system and you're going backwards. You're going opposite because what that does then, it makes you feel basically like crap. And when you feel like crap, how are you going to get out there and train good? And number two is you and I both know if you're not feeling it, you can't eat, all right? And that's where you raised a great point here. It's like the old saying is, kind of go by how you feel, all right? If you're not feeling it, and we all do, you know, I mean, there's days like, there's just some days I don't want to eat heavy. I don't feel I need to eat heavy, okay? And the body is telling you that. You need to adhere to what your body is talking about. But you nailed it, Rob, because you're going balls to the wall. Your body can handle 3 weeks of just hammering food, all right? Now, you get into the fourth week, and it's like, you know something? We've really loaded ourselves up. I need to kind of back off a little bit. Well, I got news for you. Your body's going to go even through a growth spurt then because all those nutrients are still there. If you're getting the basic food groups in that week or that second week too where you're not overstimulating your whole system, it's a win-win. You can't go wrong like that. And not only that, like you're talking about and I talk about, you want longevity in this sport. You'd like to be able to get as big as you can for as long as you can, and then you decide where you want to go maybe 20 years down the road or 15 years down the road. But I hate to break it to everybody out there, and I'm sure the majority of you guys and gals are going to agree, who the hell wants to live small in their whole damn life?
Right.
I mean, that's not the whole point of it. Look, the way I look at it is like this. I want to be as muscular. You know, I'm not going to weigh 300 pounds the rest of my life. I don't need to do that anymore, all right? But you know something? If I'm down and just like so cabled and muscular at 230,
right,
I can live with that the rest of my life. I mean, how many people are walking around at 230? You know, I'm not even going to use ripped to the bone. I'm talking like built like an old 1890s lifter, man.
You know that's a great point that you bring up because if your ultimate goal is to carry, let's say, 220, 225 with ease, you better plan on getting to 250 or thereabouts.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, a couple other signs, if at the end of, let's say, 3 weeks, you know, you're going to see a couple things going on, and you need to listen to your body.
Yep.
And it'll tell you, hey, back off the food a little bit. But, I mean, some of the more obvious ones, the tape measure stops making bigger circles around your arms and legs.
Yep.
And the only thing growing is your waist. The weights in the gym aren't going up, or you're not getting more repetitions. You know, the amount of gas that you have, the sounds coming from your stomach.
Yeah.
You know, you've been there, I've been there, because we took food as far as you could possibly go. The stomach itself, I am convinced, in particular the lining to the stomach and the intestines, will not absorb and distribute through the bloodstream to the muscles all of the nutrients that it otherwise would. If you are constantly hammering your body with huge caloric loads, you know, anywhere between, in the neighborhood of 1,000 calories every, I don't know, 3 hours, you know, anywhere from 700 to 1,000 calories every 3 hours, sooner or later, you're going to run into issues. And there's no amount of antacid tablets or Gas-X that you can take that's going to remedy that. Those are all signs that, hey, it's time to back off for a week.
Yep.
Don't eat by the clock every 2 hours or 3 hours. It's very simple. You eat while you're hungry. And you don't eat, and that might be, depending upon the meal, that might be an hour, that might be 4 hours.
Well, let's you know, it's interesting too, because you raised a great point before, and I want to expand on it, if you don't mind.
Sure.
When you talked about carbs and fats and protein, let's talk about fats first, about fats for good bulking, because you and I both know fats over the last 40 years have really taken it on the chin. And, you know, we know all the stuff they said about butter. Now butter's back in prominence again. Atkins diet, all that stuff, all right? And, you know, the weightlifters were doing that stuff way before any of this stuff came to the surface. What in your opinion, Rob, for the viewer, for the listeners out there, good fats, what would you suggest as some good fats for anybody that wants to bulk up? And obviously it does make them healthy too. So
yeah, the two that just work incredible for me were heavy cream.
Yep.
Heavy cream and coconut milk.
Yep.
And or coconut oil. I did all the fish. I did the fish oil, flaxseed oil thing, and yes, you know, there are some excellent health-related properties with those.
Yep.
But nothing made me grow more muscle tissue faster than heavy cream and or, you know, coconut milk. Now, consider this. People think, oh, you know, I got to add 1,000 calories a day to my diet. There's no way I can eat that amount of food. Well, you know what? You're probably right. But
yep.
One cup of heavy cream, oh, 1,000 calories right there.
Yeah, now, exactly.
Now, and people don't, they seem to think I'm saying, just, you know, consume that all at once with a few scoops of protein. No. You know, the way you do that is you throw everything into a thermos and you sip on it throughout the day, or ideally when your body tells you that you really need it, which is after a heavy workout where you've torn it up. So that's, you know, if calories are your roadblock, then heavy cream is your friend. But to answer your question, heavy cream and coconut milk later on were just the two most effective fats for growth. And in the case of coconut milk, fat loss due to the MCTs or medium chain triglycerides naturally present therein.
Yeah, and you know, let's face it, the heavy cream was real big way back in the Rio Blair days. I mean, if you go out and read anything about Rio Blair, I mean, that – I remember reading stuff. They said, you know, he had, it was like a juice bar, and you know, it was, all they did is made protein drinks, man, and took his supplements and stuff like that. And you look at those guys, I mean, well, you can say whatever you want to say. Are they smooth to what they are today? Absolutely. But look at the amount of muscle on those guys too. They're unbelievable.
Oh,
and then
huge.
Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, you can, kids today can point back and say, well, you know, he's carrying more fat than a lot of the quote-unquote pros today. Well, you know what? That might be true, but the reality is those strong men of yesteryear could put the quote-unquote pros out there today on their knees and make them cry for mommy. you know, I'm not making this stuff up. Bert Aserati, around the turn of the century, he remains the heaviest man in history to perform the Iron Cross on the rings at 240-some-odd pounds.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, Rob, think about it. The majority of the guys back then with Grimmick or any of those guys, okay, Reg Park, all of them back then, those guys not only were lifters, they Olympic lifted. They did gymnastics. I mean,
yeah.
I've seen pictures of, I can't tell you how many people that were on top of John Grimmick he was supporting, all right? I mean, these guys were athletes, and I still think to this day John Grimmick had the best body of any physical culture person I've ever seen. If you look at him aesthetically and muscular, all right, he wasn't a 275-pound behemoth, but you look at the deepness and the thickness of his musculature, I still don't think there's anybody that's ever been anywhere near him as far as all around. And then secondly, another guy, when you said that about the rings, do you remember Bruce Randall? I mean, there's a guy that used to bulk to over 400 pounds, all right?
And then he cut to like 160-something.
Yeah. And he'd go into a bodybuilding show, I think, at like 210 and pull him all away.
That's
man.
Right.
All right. So this is the thing. Nobody says you have to carry 100 pounds for the rest of your life. But if you can get as big as you can and then decide what you want to do. Do you want to go into strongman? Do you want to go into bodybuilding? Do you want to go into, I don't know, some type of sport, man, that you need the most musculature, the greatest tendon thickness, you know, the best insertions you can build, or do you want to be some scrawny ass bird that eats, you know, out of a plastic bag all day and tells everybody that I'm healthier than you are? Did you ever notice, man, some of the leanest people are runners? They're usually the ones that drop dead the most, man, in sports.
Yeah. I think the bottom line message here is this.
Yeah.
All of these men possessed great physiques way back when, but
yep.
the common denominator was they were all using some sort of dietary fat in no small amount.
Right.
Now, interesting. Now, why were they doing this? It's very simple. If you take 25 grams of protein all by itself,
right.
Guess what? Your body gets really good at deconstructing and burning protein for fuel.
Right.
Take that same 25 grams of milk and egg protein and take it with, you know, 2-3 tablespoons of heavy whipping cream or your fat of choice. Now you've got a fat-burning, muscle-building combo. Why? The body will use the fats for energy, and it will spare the protein for what you bought it for, to actually build new muscle tissue. Now, you also brought up Real Blair's protein, which back in the day was milk and egg.
Yep.
What most guys don't understand is, back then, milk and egg was real eggs, meaning the yolk plus the whites.
Yep.
Now, you can't sell that today because it'll go rancid real fast.
Yep.
On the shelf. So consequently, what the consumer was left with shortly after Blair's protein was gone were powdered egg whites, which mm-hmm. do not get you anywhere near the results that a whole egg will get you. And I don't know if they're still in business, but there was a place called Protein Factory way back when that yep. I used to order real whole egg from.
Yep.
And it was probably, I'll never forget my dog when it came in the mail.
Yep.
It smelled and tasted, it was the best tasting stuff I have ever had, and you will too. And you didn't get fat.
Yeah.
Now, the trick is you don't eat a ton of carbohydrates along with it. Your body's going to make a choice. It's either going to use carbs for energy or fats. Don't give it both. Mm-hmm. But, you know, one of the two. Ideally, I would say if you have some extra chub on you and you want to get it off and still build a heap of muscle, fats plus proteins. You start at 1-to-1, then you can go to 2-to-1, then you go to 3-to-1. You're going to find it sooner or later. If you're screwing around with product X this month and you're wondering why you're not growing, you're never going to find it. You're never going to find that caloric cement that is the only thing that's going to make the difference. And, oh, by the way, that goes for steroids too.
Yeah.
I mean, yep. I knew a kid on Anadrol once who was complaining why he wasn't growing like everybody, all his friends were. I said, you know, it turns out he was eating mostly microwave popcorn. he got real stuff. It was the same batch that the other guys got. But he literally was not eating enough calories, certainly, or protein to, you know, build the new muscle that he was stimulating in the gym. And I watched him train. He worked really, really hard. But it was all for naught, because all those bricklayers that are just waiting to build a new freaking factory have no bricks to build with. You got to give them bricks.
Well, you know, when you got me thinking, and I think we should talk about this too, because this will be another thing. Great Egg Protein is a place I get. It's called Rose Acres Farms.
Yeah.
You want to go out and take a look at that if you want some real protein. But let's talk about a few of the proteins, if you don't mind, Rob, because,
sure.
You know, obviously we're talking about bulking, and let's give them a few places maybe look at. We already told them about fats. You know, Rob's got the thing. I eat a lot of butter. There's an Icelandic butter I get at a co-op. I eat it right off. I don't put it on anything. Let me put it this way. I'll take a fork or a knife and just shave it and eat as much as I want with my breakfast. Or if I'm going to have something for lunch, I might have a little of that. But as far as protein goes, sure. I mean, let's face it. Everybody's way crazy, you know, and I don't know. I know Mass makes a good one because I've had it. But what is your preference, you know, for protein? If you were going to go on a heavy bulking thing right now, we know the facts, we'd match up with it. What would you do? If for the people out there, is there a good protein you think that you would, other than whey, that you would go with?
You know, there are a couple good ones, but they're few and far between because the entire market is driven by price, and that means crap products usually rule the day. But in no particular order, I do like MuscleMass.com's Mass Pro Whey, and no, I don't make a penny for recommending these. If it's pure protein that you want for every penny that you spend, then that's where I would go. I mean real biologically active protein. Extreme Formulations Ultra Peptide 2.0 makes a fantastic micellar casein and whey blend. Beyond that, I would do precisely what you are doing, which is to say you found a place that is giving you, it sounds like farm fresh, either milk and or egg protein, along with colostrum and probably some other stuff that frankly is going to make you grow faster than anything that you can buy in the supermarket.
Well, if you go to Rose Acres, you know, let me see if I can get out there quick. You just keep talking, Rob, while we're going here. I'll see if I can find the thing, and I'll give it out to everybody. Sure. So go ahead.
Well, one of the other problems inherent with whey is this. It's a fast protein. Now, fast is usually good, but not necessarily in the case of keeping nitrogen retention elevated 24/7. One of the ways that you can, you know, most whey is burnt, most of the amino acids are oxidized in 60 to 90 minutes, depending upon the whey that you're dealing with and the amino acid structure. One of the ways that you can extend that is by mixing it with a fat. Mm-hmm. Why? Simple. Fats take longer to digest in the stomach. Doesn't burn through your system like whey. Now, before, I had mentioned experimenting caloric-wise with, you know, fats to proteins on a 1-to-1 level, 2-to-1, 3-to-1, 4-to-1. This is not a difficult exercise because I am Mr. Math Challenged, all right? which I guess is a nice way of saying I suck at math. But I do know 25 grams of protein at 4 calories per gram is 100 calories.
Yep.
And furthermore, a tablespoon of, I don't know if it's heavy cream or whatever fat I was dealing with at the time, was also a little more than 100 calories.
Yep.
Well, by golly, right there, we've got our 1-to-1 ratio.
Exactly.
You know, and you're doing that for a week and kind of evaluating your performance, how you look, how you feel, what the numbers are saying, and then you go to 2-to-1 the next week, and then maybe you go to 3-to-1. And at some point in time, you might even go to 4-to-1. If you're paying attention and you're taking the literally 1 minute it takes to jot down in your notebook how you look, feel, and perform, both objectively and subjectively, in a month's time, you're going to know that, you know what, 1 tablespoon of heavy cream plus 25 grams of my regular protein is good.
Yep.
2-to-1 is even better, but 3-to-1 is too much. I put too much fat down. You know, in how many guys have actually gone through that exercise?
They're not gonna.
They're not going to. They don't have the patience. Nope. And I get that. I understand today's culture. It's got to have everything now. But think of the power of that information over not just a week.
Yeah.
But eating like that correctly enough to gain muscle and not put on, you know, a lot of body fat
for
months. Hey, Rob, we could build a football team, a high school football team that would kill everybody, man.
but you know what? I mean, it's the truth, and this is not. It's not a difficult concept to understand.
No, but it's a lot of work, man. In a sense of you gotta figure things out a little bit. You know, you're talking 1-to-1, 2-to-1, 3-to-1. We got to get in there and we got to squat. We got to deadlift. We got to do this. We got to do that. Sometimes, you know, I find with people now more than anything, because you hit it right on the head where we need it, everything instantaneously.
Right.
You and I both know lifting is not instantaneously. I don't care if you take anabolic steroids, all right? It's not instantaneously. And until you realize, before you even put a weight on your shoulders, that, you know what, this is a process. If you're in it for the haul, you're in it for the lifetime, all right? Right. It's not just going to happen in a month, okay? Now, can you get stronger? Can you get bigger? Absolutely. Would I tell you not to? Absolutely not. I tell you to put the throttle right to the floor, right? But the thing you got to realize, it's going to be a little bit more of an adjustment than what you're thinking. And if you think that there's a magic pill, magic bottle, magic stone, magic weight out there, I don't want to burst your bubble, but it isn't happening. And before I go back to you, I just want to give this out. It's sports. It's www.sportprotein.com. This is pure egg protein. I'll just read off something real quick to you. You can go out and look at it. It's egg protein powder made from 100% natural egg whites. Comes in 10-pound bulk boxes. The product is shipped directly from the farm where it is produced and dried under USDA inspection. Go out and check it out. I use this all the time. I think it's fantastic. It comes in a plastic, like a bucket, so nothing can get into it and spoil it. So I'm not getting paid for this or anything either. I'm just doing this for the audience. So, you know, Rob and I are hitting on some very important things, and we want to help you out. So go ahead, Rob.
My final point would be this. You've heard us hammer home that you need to consume not just protein, but sufficient calories along with it.
Yep.
You can see that argument perfectly reflected in nature itself, because what do you get with all that protein in a steak that comes along with it? You know, some dietary fat.
Yep.
Ditto for the egg, for whatever other protein source, just about fish, salmon, that you want to name. That is no accident.
And you know something, Rob, isn't it nice to sit down and have a nice steak?
Oh, God. Yeah, without worrying about, oh, my God, if I don't trim all the fat off this, then, my God, I'm going to lose my abs and not look sharp. Well,
you want me to tell you, I'll tell you something interesting. My grandmother lived 108 years old, okay?
Wow.
Little thing. Nursed till she was 76, lived up in Plattsburgh. So that's tough north country, okay? Small thing, peanut. We used to laugh when we were kids, and she did it right to the end. She used to eat all the fat on the steak.
Yeah.
And we'd be like, oh, my God, how'd she do that, you know? I don't know if it was instinct, or intuition, or it was just because they came up very hard and you ate everything back then. But by God, you know, she faded off maybe the last few months and she couldn't get around, but she was cognizant and sharp almost right to the very end. That'll tell you right there. And people say, well, genetics. Well, yeah, to a point, but you know what it is? The woman walked, worked hard, had some very strong faith, and, she lived a nice long life, man, and just when we're talking about fat and bulking, that little old lady, man, you know, all 5'1" of her, let me tell you, she ate everything. So, and that's why I said the satisfaction too of being able to eat without guilt is fantastic. And when you're out doing all that, I never even think about stuff like that. That's all everybody cries about now.
Right. Right.
And think about this for a second. What guy? I mean, look, no guy wants to look like crap, especially you got a wife or a girlfriend. You know, you don't want that. But When did guys start worrying about things like that?
I know. They start acting like chicks, like, you know.
Total chicks, man. I mean, I was telling my buddy the other day, I was dating this girl for a while a few years back, and we were out with her friend and her boyfriend at the time. I never really cared for the guy too much because it was always all that big guy shit. Yeah. You know, it's like, that's not my name, man. And it was always like, you always had to, like, you know, give me, like, you know, like the punch in the arm, or, you know, try to put his arm around my shoulders. You couldn't even get him around it, you know, and he's like, oh, you know, big guy. And I remember one night we were out, and I was like, I'm just not in the mood for this cat tonight, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. And so I was like, what does everybody want to drink? You know, this was after we were at the establishment for a while. And I said, I'll go up and get the stuff. And he's like, no, let me help you out, big guy. And I'm like, I said, this guy's like, the name's Eric, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. And my girlfriend can tell right now. It's on the edge now, dude, because it's like, I don't care for this cat at all, right? And it's just people I don't belong hanging out with. That's what it is. So I go up, and he goes and put his arm around. He goes, I love this guy like that. And I said to him, I said, get your you-know-what off me right now.
Right.
And I start kind of like flipping on the dude. And that was like the end of the relationship after that, too, because it was like kind of like an embarrassment, you know? I was like, that's the thing, man. Leave your hands, you know what I mean? Keep your hands to yourself. And it's like, just, I know what I am, okay? It's like, and I don't need you to remind me. You know, that's the thing with, like, when you kind of set yourself out there, you're a little bit bigger and stronger, and you don't really care about the public opinion.
Right.
But it's like when someone, you know, is, I don't know, it's a weird thing.
It happens, it goes hand in hand with the sport.
Absolutely, because it is a freaky-looking thing. I mean, when you're sitting in a bar somewhere with people basically that are not athletic, or maybe they are a little bit, but when you see a guy that comes in that isn't normal as in what they see is normal, it can cause some friction, man, put it that way, you know? But what else? You got anything else? I mean, this is a killer show.
Yeah, I'll finish with this parting thought because it happened to me.
Okay.
There was one day after a workout where I was with one of my training partners, and I was fussing about, you know, should I have whey and micellar casein or whey and egg? And he looks at me and he says, shut up and eat a steak, you jerk. And you know what?
He's right.
He's right.
Yeah.
He's right.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting there micromanaging your you know, your whey to casein ratio, and you think that's going to do you in, you know, remember that story, because although that was tough medicine to swallow at the time, he was 100% right.
Yeah. And you know, something, it's like this, when I really want to like jam protein, I mean, and they tell you, you don't use it anyways. I've thrown cups of protein in a blender, man.
Sure.
You know, I'll throw a cup in, I don't care. I know you wanted to talk about some of the stuff that you dealt with. Do you want to go into that?
Oh yeah, just as you know what,
take your time with it.
I'm not going to make a huge deal out of this, but the reason why a lot of guys listen to this show is because you guys love this as much as we do.
Yep.
And part of that love is just we enjoy pushing ourselves. Well, for the second time in my life, I had a very close call because I pushed myself a little too hard. And before anybody misinterprets this as me bragging, let me be the first to say this. It was stupid on my part, especially so this time, because I knew the risks. I did not know what it was before. And what I'm referring to is rhabdomyolysis, which is the medical term for the excessive breakdown of muscle tissue. So it goes like this. Whenever you train with weights, you break the muscle is broken down into shredded up dead tissues or tissue. Creatine kinase shows up as CK on the labs. Normal values are between 0 and 310. Intense workout might get you into the upper end of that range. when they got me to the hospital here, the first time I was at 13,725. This last time wasn't as bad. It was 1,500, but it's still enough to kill you because your kidneys and liver can't excrete it fast enough. Your kidneys basically shut down. And rhabdo is one of the last things that the EMTs or anyone is going to suspect. They all suspect narcotics are involved because they kept asking me, you know, do you use heroin? Do you use drugs? It's like, look, guys, I haven't even tried a cigarette in my life. Right. And my girlfriend, God bless her, Jennifer, she was the one that called 911, saved my life, said me, you know, backed me up on that. So they gave me a drug, I forget the name of it, narco something or other, and they looked at her and they said, well, if he did OD on narcotics, he's going to spring back to life. Well, of course I didn't. I was lapsing in and out of consciousness. What did I do? I combined three different intensification techniques, very, very heavy weights, occluding the blood supply, and doing that with specific time intervals. I'm not going to go into the specifics because I don't want anybody to do this and suffer the same fate as I did. But, oh, by the way, it's not instant, meaning what happened to me occurred 3 days later after this workout. And no, it was nothing I was doing, you know, after that. There was nothing I was taking that would cause a creatine kinase level that high. And when you wake up and you don't know who you are and where you are, it's real difficult to get help if nobody's around. Now, right. why are you that out of it? It's very simple. If I took shredded up and dead tissue and flooded your brain with it, you would be too. Mm-hmm. So the first time this happened to me was the worst. I did not know about rhabdomyolysis. I did not understand. I didn't even understand the concept of you could take it too far. I just figured if you did, you would get hurt, right? You rip a muscle off a bone. Something like that would happen. You tear a muscle or a ligament. I didn't know you could literally die from it because your kidneys can't clear this stuff fast enough. Mm-hmm. Rhabdo is serious business. Yep. Do not push things too far in the gym for one very simple reason. You can't make gains when you're dead.
Yeah.
All right. So I just wanted to get that warning out there. It can and does happen. And I did not think that I was at risk for this time because the muscle group that I was training, I was using these intensification techniques on, was tiny. It was my biceps. It wasn't even the whole upper arm. It wasn't biceps and triceps. It was just biceps. Well, guess what? You know, that was it. That was enough. So
yeah.
I don't think I'm out of the norm in terms of being susceptible to this. There's a school of thought that you can be genetically more susceptible, but nobody knows for sure. Just, you know, intensity is an important, yes, up to a point.
Yep.
When you cross that threshold, though, into Stupidville, which is where I ended up, I went from Gainesville to Stupidville by overdoing it. And I'm here to tell you, I have the most precious 9-year-old son in the world that I can't imagine somebody coming up to him when he was old enough to understand and said, Daddy's not around anymore.
Exactly.
Because of his own stupidity. Yep. Killed himself doing something he loved. And you know what? That is not cool. I don't care if you don't have kids. That's not cool. But if you, especially if you do have kids, and every one of you listening has a brother, a sister, and a mother, and a father, somebody that would really miss you when you're gone, or a friend, it's not cool. Don't do it. Just be cognizant that there is a risk of doing this every time you set foot in the gym.
Absolutely. And that's great. Hey, you know, you never know. And you've got to be vigilant with everything you do. But I'm glad that you could pass this along, Rob. And obviously you're all right, too. I mean, that's important more than anything. But, you know, people need to know things like that because, you know, you don't know what you could be coming up against. Why don't you give everybody all the information? We know you got a new product out. Why don't you plug that, and I'll save my stuff, and we'll say goodbye for the day.
I appreciate it. Yeah, if you head if you head on over to CoachRobRegish.com, that's 1G. Yeah, you're going to see the debut of Progenidrex, which is happening exclusively through PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex is the, I guess you call it the highly anticipated sequel to Synthogen.
Yep.
Whereas Synthogen is the category killer when it comes to recovery from workouts, Progenidrex is designed specifically for one and only one thing, and that is for your body to be able to use the food, the stuff that we're talking about today, the caloric cement, to accelerate muscle growth above and beyond normal, as to versus if you were not using it. Now, normally, this is accomplished by guys taking getting super physiological levels of testosterone and growth hormone by taking steroids and growth hormone, and then layering in tons of food. Since that is not an option, you know, I can't give you super physiological levels of those hormones. I'm doing the next best thing or something even more powerful than that, which is leveraging the effects of food. And if you don't believe it, you can ask any seasoned juice head you want. Give them the choice, the needle or the fork and the knife and some meat and potatoes, and they will they will pick the meat and potatoes every time.
Yep.
So that's a new product. There's going to be another one coming out later in 2015. More about that when the time is right. And the Blueprint 4.0 is in the works. Newsletter subscribers, current newsletter subscribers, are going to get that for free when it's time. So I'm not announcing when it's coming out, but you might want to look into the newsletter.
So as long as when you're on, obviously, both shows, but if they go out to the website, you'll have more. You'll be updating stuff as it goes along, right, Rob?
Yeah. You know, you'll see the news bulletin there. But you know, I think we had a great show today. To recap, do not be afraid to eat. Especially if you're in your prime hormonal years between, let's say, 15 and 21.
Yep.
Eat your lungs out for 3 weeks. Take a break for one or two. Squat your, you know, until you see stars. Do not squat so hard and that you do yourself in and wind up in the ER like I did. But rinse, wash, and repeat with progressively heavier weights. And you have the fundamentals of muscle growth, and you will look back and be glad you took this advice. Trust me.
Absolutely.
Trust me.
All right. So this is Motivation Muscle. This is the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We're sponsored by Fiorello Barbell Company. www.fiorellobarbellco.com, www.motivationandmuscle.com. We're iTunes and Stitcher. Please write us a review. If there's a show you'd like Rob and I to do, we will definitely consider it, and I'm sure we can come up with something good. I'm on Facebook, Fiorello Barbell, Motivation and Muscle. Twitter, we're at Fiorello Eric, and we're going to have a new product out very shortly, so be on the lookout for it. And like I said when we started the show, we want 1 million listeners, so spread the word, and I want to thank everybody for listening. And, Rob, thanks for coming on. Good to have you back, man, and let's get some good shows going down the road.
Hey, man, thanks for having me.
Anytime. So for Rob Regish, this is Eric Fiorello. Thank you for listening to the show, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.